USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The verdict is not guilty.
The yeas are 57. The nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty. The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment.
Former President Donald Trump acquitted by the Senate Saturday with seven Republicans and all Democrats voting to convict, but falling short of the two-thirds necessary. In a statement released after the vote, President Trump decried the trial as a witch hunt. He also thanked his defense team and promised there would be more to come from the Make America Great movement in the coming months. It was the former president's first public statement since the beginning of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Following up with the day's top story, former President Donald Trump acquitted in his second impeachment trial by a 57-43 vote, the Senate finding him not guilty of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor says House impeachment managers left several holes in their case. He tells Fox News that multiple aspects of their arguments were working against them.
They failed miserably on all sorts of grounds, not the least of which is the jurisdiction over somebody out of office. The Constitution is quite plain that once you're out of office, that's the only active remedy upon the bringing of an impeachment article. And then, of course, they were wrong on the law as it relates to the First Amendment and due process. They even blew it when they wrote the article of impeachment by failing to break it out into counts. So any one of those things was a loser for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York's governor is facing more calls to resign over his handling of the pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 death count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In top 25 action on the college hardwood, Saturday saw number 4 Ohio State beat Indiana 78-59. In double overtime, number 12 Oklahoma got by number 14 West Virginia 91-90. Number 13 Texas handled TCU 70-55. Number 15 Iowa blew out Michigan State 88-58. LSU topped number 16 Tennessee 78-65. Number 17 Florida State survived Wake Forest 92-85 in overtime. And number 23 Oklahoma State beat Kansas State 67-60. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.